in the aftermath of the Second World War, with Europe and Japan in ruins and the human race staggering, almost stunned by our capacity for violence and destruction. London, Dresden, Berlin, Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Auschwitz, Buchenwald. At the end of the Second World War, the Protestant churches, with a strong presence in all those cities and nations, got together and tried to speak a prophetic and a healing word, a word that would affirm the oneness of the human family, the precious gift of every human life, and also a word that might translate into religious, that might translate religious beliefs into the politics of peace. And the idea they came up with was not a political action movement, but a day on which the world's Christians would acknowledge and celebrate our oneness at the Lord's table in the sacrament of Holy Communion. It is, I have always thought, one of our better ideas that every year, on the first Sunday in October, Christians around the world join hands across barriers of race and nationality. Most denominations participate in Europe, in Asia, in Africa, in the Americas, and so do we. It's one of my favorite Sundays. And I call up memories of brothers and sisters of different nationalities and races I've been privileged to know, and with whom I share the communion of Christ in the bread and the cup. Now, isn't it interesting that on the night before Jesus wanted to give his friends a central symbol of himself, what he took in his hands and put in their hands was a loaf of bread? Why bread? Because bread is so simple and so essential, and so universal. Doesn't every culture on this planet have some kind of bread? We use different ingredients. Some use a kind of wheat or barley. Others use corn to make their kind of bread. Some use rice for their version of bread. But no matter how different it is, and how many different kinds there are, rice cakes, pancakes, matzo bread, pita bread, tortillas, crusty loaves that are long and thin, doughy loaves that are fat and lumpy. This is not to mention donuts, not to mention buttermilk biscuits and hot dog buns. How many forms and flavors bread can take. But all of it, all over the world, is bread. And Jesus said, "This is my body." It's a parable. We humans are different from each other in some fascinating and maddening ways. But Christ gives us what we need in common and what we have in common. We Christians differ from each other in our local forms, in the flavor and the style and the emphasis and some of the implications of our faith. But the Word of God says if our lives commit to Jesus Christ, we are all one body, one family. Listen, there are many different kinds of local foods all over the world. Some of them so strange to our taste that we can hardly stand them. But what Christ gave was not a local food. It was the universal need and desire of all humankind. And though bread can be presented in many different forms and flavors, it's all still bread. This is the gift of the one Christ for this world. So what should this mean about who we are together? It doesn't mean, I don't think, that we stop being different. The gospel is so big, and we humans are so small, that it's just natural that every little tribe of us is going to have a different piece of it. We're going to have a different angle on the truth of it. And if we're Presbyterian, that means that from the place we stand, we're committed to saying what we see. The sovereignty of God, the priesthood of all believers, the commitment to social justice, the connectional nature of the church, the life of the mind in the service of God. That's our calling. But if we ever confuse that angle of ours on the gospel with the whole gospel, if we equate our way of doing church with all that it means to be the church in the world, then we're ridiculous. And we're dangerous. We're idolatrous. The bread takes us to the very heart of the gospel. Listen to the bread. It tells the story of how God, in great love, visited us in the flesh of Christ, who took hold of our common life, who for our sins died and was buried like a grain of wheat, and now is raised with power to feed us around God's table and to send us into the world with that feeding for those whose souls and lives are starving. This is the heart of the gospel. Listen to the bread. When I was in graduate school, I did some research on worship practices. And I worshiped with different congregations. On four different Sundays, I worshiped in churches that were serving communion. These were very different churches, each one a different denomination, each one a different style. High church, low church, white church, black church, middle class people, poor people, very different. In each of those services, there were some things that were foreign to me, some things I didn't get. I didn't know the movement of the dance. Didn't always feel at home. I was lonely in part. And on some of those Sundays, I listened to some preaching that went right by me. I don't know how you people stand it. But on each of those very different occasions, late in the service, someone took bread and got a cup and told a story of a death and a resurrection for us all. And I was suddenly at home in the world again, surrounded by a very big family and given a very large purpose. Maybe you're feeling lonely today where you are, sitting there inside your life, sitting in a service that maybe hasn't really reached anything of your deepest need. Before us is a loaf of bread and a cup that tells you of one who died for your deepest need and who lives to feed you now. It points to a presence. It stirs your memory of all God's promises. And it joins you with a great family of sisters and brothers who've got a purpose. This is the gift, with the power to call us out of our separateness into the family that we need. The early Christians said it. There's come down to us a prayer from the early church. It's found in a second century document called the Didache. This is a prayer that our long ago ancestors used to pray around a table like this as they broke bread. They said, Lord, just as this bread was once grain scattered across the mountains and now has been gathered into one loaf, so, Lord, make your church which has been too scattered into one body for your kingdom. You can pray that prayer today for yourself. If you have felt lately too scattered out there and alone, if your need is for companionship along your way. And we can pray it all together for this church with all Christ churches until it is truer than ever that we who are many are one body, for we partake of one bread. Let us pray. All over the world, and all over this room, Lord God, there are children where your children are alone. Gather them into the sense of the great company of those who are being found, being saved, and being sent. Grant that we today, feeding on Christ, might find ourselves at home. Bless us all who will eat and drink in the name of your Son. Amen.